It's really worrying, to say the least. Obviously, our nurses and doctors are working in extremely stressful circumstances already. You know, they're in an overcrowded environment. It's highly stressful. And they're trying to take care of people who are very unwell. I'm particularly concerned, obviously, about older people or children or people with disabilities. So the last thing you need is somebody coming in, you know, obviously in God knows what condition and assaulting the staff. There needs to be a strong message sent out and there needs to be custodial sentences handed out for people who carry out those actions.
The HSE has stressed, though, that some of these assaults were unintentional from like people with mental health issues and so on. Is that a good enough excuse in your opinion?
Well, I mean, there may be a minority, Vincent, in that bracket, but you know, what I can see is that the majority aren't, and it's people who are reckless in their behaviour, irresponsible, selfish, and it has to become, you know, beyond the pale, where you think that you can lash out at a nurse and doctor whose job it is to take care of people when they're not well, that are working under impossible conditions, you know, that we were all clapping for when during the pandemic, when they were saving so many people's lives, working in impossible conditions. So, you know, we need to stand by our nurses and doctors. We need to stand up for them. And to me, we need to send a clear signal to anybody who thinks it's in any way okay to assault and attack a nurse and doctor that, you know, that there will be sentences handed out, not, you know, excuses made and, you know, all this, that they're usually a very nice person. No, there has to be, you know, a clear signal that you cannot do this, it's not acceptable, and there will be custodial sentences. And that's my fear, is that, you know, when the punishment isn't there, people believe they can get away with this.